So the first breath is the element of earth. And that is the element that corresponds to our physical body. And the color of the earth element, in its elemental sense, is like a yellow topaz or amber color, yellow golden. And the qualities of earth are stability and confidence and courage. A sense of purpose, of being grounded, feeling connected. And here, the direction is a horizontal motion, so it's a spreading out. So the breath should have this emphasis of spreading out when you breathe out, and when you're breathing in, you're drawing in like a horizontal plane. You could imagine being in the Great Plains in prairie grass with that golden amber color. And just as far as the eye can see, stretching in a horizontal motion, and one's being affected by that evenness and plane, the feeling of the plains, the earth. And so here we, with eyes closed, we do cast the eyes down as if looking at the point of the nose, the tip of the nose. And there we see an orb of light in that color of a deep, beautiful topaz or amber, yellowish, golden color. But here it's in the form of light. And we breathe in the nose and out the nose. While we breathe in that light, allowing it to infuse our being. In the nose and out the nose. And the rhythmic pattern for the elemental breaths is breathing in 4 and out 6. We breathe in. I don't need that. We breathe in. And out. We breathe in. And out. In. And out. In and out. And now just relax for a moment as we discuss the next element. So here, remember, before we move on, this is the base, this is the ground of the elemental scale. The earth is solid for the most part. It represents solidity. So here, of course, when we know that when people are in some sort of trauma, one of the things is we have them lay down. It makes them feel stable and comforted to have that ground beneath them. And this is the thing that we build everything on, is this ground. So when we need to feel courage, when we need to feel stability, when we need to feel balance, When we need to feel supported, we need the earth element. The earth is very grounding. So for example, if we're very excited and we need to feel that ground, we can use the earth element. It spreads in a horizontal motion. It gives a feeling of evenness and balance. And then moving up on the elemental scale, we move from a solid to fluid. And we go to the water element. The color of the water element is like a beautiful emerald green. And the water element is, it teaches us how to be graceful, how to be gentle, how to flow, how to progress. It is an element of a kind of accomplishment or progression. It's the element we can use when we're stuck. This obviously corresponds to our lymphatic system, the fluids of the body, but it also corresponds likewise to the emotional body. So whereas earth corresponds to the physical, the water corresponds to the emotional body. So we visualize this brilliant emerald green light at the bridge of the nose. And like water, you see, water has the natural tendency to move in a downward direction. So whereas earth is spreading, this is a downward motion of breath, and we breathe in the nose and out the mouth, which naturally allows the breath to descend. So we visualize this emerald green light at the bridge of the nose, and we breathe in the nose and out the mouth. And we absorb this green light through the bridge of the nose, as if we're breathing in through that part of the body. And so we breathe in and out. In the nose, out the mouth. In nose, out mouth. In nose, out mouth. In nose, out mouth. And just relax. These are all done in a cycle of five. And so the water element is cleansing. It helps us to remove obstacles because we flow around them instead of butting up against them. It teaches us how to be graceful in the flow. And it is the element of accomplishment. We move forward in a progressive way through the water element. It's in motion. And then next is the fire element. And that element is the color red, like a ruby. And that element is an element, it's illumination, of course. It offers us light. It's transformation, fire. We purify things by putting them in the fire, and we also transform things by putting them in the fire. And of course, we can take a solid and put it in the fire, it becomes liquid, you see? Then when it becomes stable, meaning not in motion, this liquid becomes solid. So these elements are all interrelated. But fire is aspiration. We light candles and we offer prayers. We're aspiring towards something. The flame has the tendency to rise upwards. Obviously, fire gives a kind of energy, a vitality, a life, illumination. And the motion, as I said, is rising. So we breathe in the mouth and out the nose. And we think of the motion rising in a vertical line. And we visualize bright ruby red light at the forehead. And we breathe in that light through the forehead and breathe out that light through the forehead. An orb of that light there we visualize. And we breathe in the mouth, out the nose. In the mouth. Out nose. In mouth. Out nose. In mouth. Out nose. In mouth. Out nose. And just relax. The next element is air element. This is the element. By the way, the fire, before we leave that concentration, corresponds to our passions. And sometimes the passions are in need of some, often some sort of transformation. And we can use the fire element to transform these passions into higher ideals, you might say.
We're so enthused, the God in us.
And so the next element is the element of air, and that we concentrate at the crown. And in fact, it's as if you're looking, your eyes move with this practice. First concentrating at the tip of the nose, the bridge of the nose, the forehead. Now we're looking upward. As if we're looking at the crown, perhaps as if we're looking at the inside of the skull, but also beyond that. But there we see this orb of sapphire light, blue sapphire light. And the air element is something that is in motion in all directions. Mercer describes it as a zigzag line. A zigzag line. So it's moving up in a zigzag motion. And that moves really, I feel, my sense of it is, and you may experience it differently, is sort of moving in all these directions. In a zigzag line. And it is an element of inspiration. Inspiration. This breath is said to be the element that we wish to connect with when we're seeking creativity. Inspiration. And so the breath is in the mouth and out the mouth. In the mouth and out the mouth. And so we're looking upward and we're visualizing the blue coming in that center, the crown center. And we breathe in. Out. In the mouth. Out the mouth. In the mouth. Out the mouth. In the mouth. In now, out, and now just allow your glance to go high, high, up, up. There we see a light, like a diamond, a white light. Even above that, there's a light. Shining from beyond the infinite, coming down through that white orb of light, flowing over and through our being, penetrating the crown, filling our being. Pour upon us thy love and thy light. Disclose to us light. And we breathe in the nose and out the nose in a very relaxed, subtle way. The breath of spirit, we could say the Holy Spirit, Hebrew word ruah is meaning a spirit and also breath. Breath is spirit. Spirit is breath. Union of oneness. I think you can see that doing this practice, we've been doing this now for some time, and as it becomes more sort of second nature, that there's greater and greater benefits or realizations that can come from the practice. That's why the practice is prescribed to be done every day. Every day.
Thank you for bringing the bliss in our life. Even Leo has got it.
You're welcome. It's the practice, you know. We're doing it together. And this is also the benefit of group practice.
If you had a church, everyone would come to your church every day.
I read about a lady with dementia that always wanted to sleep on the floor. She wouldn't stay on her bed. And somebody told them, just let her sleep there, just cover her up. And so when we were talking about the earth, she probably had more of a feeling of stability and groundedness and didn't worry about falling out of bed.
Yeah.
She was on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very funny. Another student of mine, who's graduated now, he was born in Vietnam. His mother's Vietnamese and his father was a serviceman, an American serviceman. And he came to America with his mother and father when he was a baby. And they just went back for the first time in something like 30-some-odd years. And he was noting the beds. And I said, oh yes, they're wooden beds with very thin mats, aren't they? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, that's how most of the world, you know, sleeps, with these low beds with little thin mats on wood. And, you know, we're so used to these. I mean, we just get bigger and bigger mattresses and then we get the plush thing on top. I mean, and it's my friend Karunaji, when she visits, she never wants to sleep in a bed. She always wants to sleep on the floor. It's just a little mat. She prefers it. And it's interesting how our idea of comfort, you know, which probably actually isn't so good for the body. You know, we think it is, if it's all cushy around us, but I think that there's something to that hardness that's also good. Can you start the iTunes? Is iTunes open?
Can you design yourself a Twitter? Tuning in, get the whole world breathing on your Twitter.
There are two Twitters up now. One is under the identification of Vinayak Khan, and one under the International Sufi Movement. So those have daily messages posted on them. I guess we could provide that link. Maybe, I don't know, on the website. Anayat Khan gave the instructions on it. They're one for each day, and it's called the bowl of sake.
Wow.
I like the bowl of divine wine, and so those I've been posting on those two Twitters. And without any effort, people are coming. you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 a day are coming in and just signing up, so one can never, and they're from all over the world. It's very interesting to watch that evolve and that networking happening. Yeah.
I think you took
lead us in the first phrase of the night concept.